We're going to be using a few common scenarios, mainly how to spot potential issues at the consultation phase, because this is usually the phase where expectations form and relationships form between the clients and the attorney. And we'll also cover some strategies in how to overcome and avoid marriage fraud findings. But I think equally important is to have the right mindset when we're talking about marriage fraud and taking on these cases. We do have to be judgmental. I know it's hard to say because we know it's not right to discriminate people on race, religion, socioeconomic status. But marriage fraud is a huge deal, and your reputation's on the line, not to mention your client's neck is on the chopping board as well. So, yeah, we do have to discriminate and not be timid about being socially incorrect when we're evaluating the client. But at the same time, it's very important to keep an open mind. And I'm reminded of what my colleague, Peter Williamson, said about marriage fraud when I was moderating a sham marriage panel. And he said, I can do a Peter Williamson impersonation, but I won't do it here. Since he's here. Okay, well, I won't do it. But he said that there is sham in every marriage. Yeah. But it's just a matter of degree, you know. It's very important to keep an open mind because sometimes we run across a couple and we're suspicious of them. But it doesn't mean that their relationship is fraudulent. I mean, there could be various reasons why, for example, they're living separately or there's not enough evidence to show good faith marriage.